clawed review of the Opus 5 performance, price, and claimed Pixfield integration. This document examines and organizes the claims made in the Claude Opus 5 review, which appeared in materials provided by the operator, from the perspectives of performance, price, coding applications, and Pixfield integration. Until the official announcement and original benchmarks are confirmed, it is safest to treat information such as the release date, price, rankings, and the 85% reduction in flags as unverified claims rather than confirmed facts. The claim that the Injx 12 Opus 5 delivers similar or even higher performance than the Fable 5 at half the cost is appealing, but it needs to be verified using official price lists and benchmarks conducted under the same conditions. The actual performance of an AI coding model can only be assessed by measuring not just a single metric, but also task completion rate, number of revision iterations, cost, latency, and frequency of security rejections. A workflow that combines Pixfield with MCP or the CLI can be useful for visually oriented development projects such as 3D demos, interactive websites, and image generation web apps. The claim that model usage limits are separate from Fable 5 may vary depending on actual account plans, API policies, and how usage is managed for each product. Before implementing the model in a production environment, it is necessary to conduct a comparative evaluation of the model against Claude Opus 5 using the same prompt set, the same repository, and the same budget. Overview materials provided by the operator claim that the Claude Opus 5, referred to as a new model from Anthropic, delivers performance comparable to or even higher than top-tier AI coding models, while costing only about half as much. It also explains that by connecting to a visual output tool called Pixfield via MCP or CLI, users can quickly create 3D simulations, minigames, interactive websites, and custom image generation web apps. However, this article does not treat these claims as established facts. The model's release status, price, benchmark rankings, usage limits, and security filter relaxation rates must be verified through the official Anthropic announcement, pricing documents, original benchmark results, and actual account policies. Therefore, the content below is a review document that organizes the claims from the provided materials into knowledge-based data and suggests the criteria readers should use to verify them. Key findings at a glance: item claim in provided materials verification status and interpretation model, Claude Opus 5 has been newly released model name, version, availability regions, and API support must be verified in the official announcement and model documentation. Price $5 per 1 million input. Tokens, $25 per 1 million output tokens may vary depending on the price list and contract plans. Check official pricing documentation, comparison performance comparable to or higher than Fable 5. At roughly half the cost need to verify Fable 5 official model name, price, and cost calculation. Method for the same task benchmarks top tier performance on Frontier Benchmark, Cursor Bench, and Zephyr Automation. Verify the test sets, dates, model configurations, number of iterations, and scoring methods used in the original benchmark security filter 85% reduction in classifier intervention. Frequency need to verify which prompt set and policy criteria were used for measurement use cases: strong performance in 3D web games, wind tunnel simulations, and web app development need to evaluate demo reproducibility, code quality, maintainability, and deployment stability integration, connect. Pixfield via MCP or CLI need to verify Pixfield's official support scope, paid plans, and data processing policies. How to interpret performance claims 1. Simply claiming no, 1 in benchmarks is not enough. It is difficult to judge AI model performance based solely on benchmark names and rankings. In particular, results for coding models can vary significantly depending on the following conditions: whether the same prompt was used, whether the same tool access permissions were granted, whether agent permissions, such as file reading, test execution, and browser manipulation, were identical, were the model's temperature, maximum output tokens, and context length the same, was a certain number of retries allowed after failure, Was the scoring done by automated testing or human evaluators? Were costs calculated based on standard API pricing or the effective cost under a subscription plan? The provided materials state that the Claude Opus 5 performed well in the Frontier benchmark, Cursor Bench, and Zephyr Automation benchmark. To cite this claim, the original benchmark's public results, test dates, model settings, and cost calculation methods must be included. 2. Evaluating coding models requires considering both task completion rates and cost in coding tasks. A good model is not simply one that writes good answers, but one that actually completes the requirements from start to finish. Practical evaluations should record the following metrics together. Metric meaning, why it's important pass rate percentage of tests or requirements, past key indicator of automation-ready quality cost per task, token cost, incurred to complete a single task determines budget for large-scale use iterations, number of times a human provided additional instructions, reflects the model's draft quality and practical workload latency, time taken to produce the final result, impacts development workflow and agent automation, refusal rate percentage of tasks halted due to safety filters or policy reasons, determines the continuity of legitimate coding tasks. Maintainability quality of the generated code structure, tests, and comments critical for product development. Not just demos how to verify claims of price competitiveness. The provided data states that Claude Opus 5 costs $5 per 1 million input tokens and $25 per 1 million output tokens, claiming it is half the cost of Fable 5. To verify whether these figures are accurate, you must first check the model names in the official price list and then calculate the cost per task using the following formula. Task cost equals number of input tokens slash 1,000,000 times input unit price plus number of output tokens slash 1,000,000 times output unit price, for example, assuming the unit prices provided in the data are accurate. The cost of a job using 1 million input tokens and 200,000 output tokens is as follows. Input cost, 1,000,000/1,000,000 times $5 equals $5 output cost. 200,000/1,000,000 times $25 equals $5 total cost. $10, however, this calculation is valid only under the assumption that the unit prices in the provided data match the official prices. API pricing, usage limits for subscription-based products, enterprise contract pricing, cash token discounts, batch API discounts, and tool call costs must be verified separately. Implications of the claim regarding separate usage limits, the provided materials explain that even if Fable 5 reaches its usage limit, Claude Opus 5 can be used immediately under a separate limit. If this claim is true, paying users can gain the following benefits. Reduced risk of a complete halt in operations due to a single model reaching its usage limit ability to separate high-complexity tasks from routine tasks by model ability to run experimental models and core models in parallel. However, actual usage limits vary by product. Claude Web, API, Claude Code, team plans, and enterprise plans may have different methods of calculating limits, and both per-model limits and organization-wide limits may apply simultaneously. Practical implications of claims regarding security filter relaxation. The provided data claims that Claude Opus 5 reduced the frequency of classifier intervention by 85% compared to the previous Fable 5. In coding work, if security filters are set too broadly, they can block legitimate security testing, file access, network code, and even the creation of automation scripts. However, relaxing security filters is not always a good thing. In practice, the following balance is necessary. Legitimate development work must not be unnecessarily blocked. Malware, credential theft, unauthorized intrusion, and automated vulnerability exploitation must be blocked. The reason for denial must be clear, so that users can safely modify the prompt. Logging, approval, and sandbox execution must be configured in accordance with organizational policies. Therefore, the figure of an 85% reduction is meaningful only if we verify what type of prompts it was measured against, whether it was achieved without compromising security, and whether it can be replicated in actual development repositories. Summary of Pixfield integration. Use cases: the provided materials explain that Claude Opus 5 demonstrates strengths in visual-centric development when combined with Pixfield. The division of roles can be understood as follows. Component expected role: Claude Opus 5 requirement interpretation, front-end architecture design, state management, UI logic, and API call code implementation, Pixfield image generation, 3D or visual asset creation, and visual style transformation. MCP, a protocol that helps Claude web or host apps connect to external tools in a standardized manner. CLI, a method for handling authentication, command execution, and project file integration in a local development environment. Use cases mentioned in the demo: 3D wind tunnel simulation, an example of building a 3D scene that visualizes airflow using code. Key verification points include physical accuracy, frame rate performance, and browser compatibility. 3D minigame, an example of implementing a simple game, such as a cow milking tycoon, as a 3D web game. Key validation points include input responsiveness, the game loop, state saving, and mobile compatibility. 2D pixel art game, this is an example of implementing the same game mechanics in a 2D pixel art style. Key evaluation points include asset consistency, animation, collision handling, and difficulty design. 3D interactive website, this is a product promotion page where 3D objects react to scrolling and mouse movements. Key evaluation points include initial load time, accessibility, search engine visibility, and performance on low-spec devices. Custom image generation, web app, this is a web app that generates toy box-style images when users upload a photo of their dog, enter its name, and select a template. Key evaluation points include personal data handling, policies for storing uploaded images, copyright, and the quality of the generated results. Comparison of MCP and CLI integration methods, method suitable users, advantages considerations: MCP Claude Web or MCP host app users, standardized tool integration structure, makes it easy to consistently connect multiple tools, requires management of server permissions, authentication tokens, and tool-specific scopes, CLI local developers, Claude code, or terminal-based users, easy to directly link project files with command execution, must control API key exposure, local file permissions, and risks associated with command execution. The provided materials explain that a paid plan is required. For Pixfield integration, before actual implementation, you must review Pixfield's official pricing plans, API usage limits, commercial use terms, rights to generated content, and data retention policies. Evaluation checklist before practical implementation, before using Claude Opus 5 or a similar top-level coding model in your work. We recommend the following steps. 1. Create a comparison set under identical conditions. Select 10 to 30 representative tasks from your actual codebase. Include a mix of tasks such as bug fixes, refactoring, test creation, UI implementation, API integration, and documentation. Assign success criteria and automated tests to each task. Apply the same prompt, the same file access permissions, and the same time limit to all models. 2. Record cost and quality simultaneously. Record field example task, ID frontend 3D scroll 00, 1 model Claude Opus, 5 input tokens 850, 000 output tokens 180, 000 total cost UST, calculated based on official pricing, pass true or false human edits, number of commits or lines, edited by a human, refusal whether. The process was interrupted by a safety filter, notes cause of failure, reason for retry, quality notes 3. Distinguishing between demos and production code, there is a difference between a 3D demo that can be created quickly and code that is ready for deployment in a live service. During the productization phase, the following items must be additionally verified: performance optimization and bundle size accessibility, keyboard navigation, and alternative text security headers and authentication handling error handling and logging test, coverage licenses and rights to. Generated assets privacy and image upload policies conclusion from the perspective of the provided materials. Claude Opus 5 is introduced as a model that simultaneously emphasizes high-performance coding, 3D understanding, front-end generation, and cost efficiency. In particular, claims such as half the cost compared to Fable 5, separate usage limits, reduced security filter intervention, and the Pixfield integration demo are attractive to developers. However, to cite this as factual information, official release details, a price list, original benchmarks, reproducible demo code, and actual plan terms are required. The safest conclusion is as follows. Claude, if Opus 5 is actually delivered, and its claimed pricing and performance are verified, it could become a strong contender in AI coding and visual web development workflows. However, at this stage, it is advisable to break down the claims in the provided materials into verifiable evaluation criteria for verification.